Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
It's that time again, Dana.
Man.
Fill that cup.
It's ready to go, sir.
I hope you're ready to go, yes. For those that don't know, we taped this early in the morning, if for no other reason than to make sure that we both get up early in the morning.
Yes, we do. And have our pre-show talk.
That's right.
Yes, get our drinks ready. You know, when I say drinks, I don't mean, drink.
I didn't say you would be getting your drink on at this hour, I hope.
I had to clarify that.
Look, that will be our second show that once Dennis is out of his presidency, known as Financial Aid After Dark.
The fade, yes.
That's right, the fade, everybody. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was gonna say you know it must be rough if you starting out with the other type of drink.
That's true. Hopefully COVID has not affected others that way in financial aid or other businesses. Please save that for your later hours when it's 5 o'clock in your part of town. Mm-hmm. Don't go with the 5 o'clock somewhere because that's easy to get away with. A little early hanky panky stuff, So
hanky panky. All right.
Yes, it's funny. There's a commercial on for, I think it's one of the mobile services.
Okay.
On the TV, and it's this young lady working in an office, talking about how she just got a blank blank mobile phone, and the people all use like these. Oh, that's just a bunch of flap doodle, and flim
flam. Like these old school colloquialisms?
Yes, and this girl, she's like a younger, right out of college girl. She's like, what? What are you saying? A what? Flim flam? Yeah. Oh, that's just hocus pocus and all. And
That's haberdash.
Yeah, haberdashery.
Yes.
And it just makes me think that we had this thing going on like a year ago with one of the guys at the cigar shop. Of trying to think of all those like old timey type of words.
Oh man.
And we came up with a very long list.
Yeah. My older family members, they still use those terms too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And then they have interesting sayings like, oh man, I haven't seen you since the woods was on fire. Or wow.
Since the woods was on fire.
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
But yeah, they have these interesting other type of sayings too. And then, yeah, they use those type of.
I can't think of anything really interesting from my childhood as far as sayings. I'm sure there were something. But like there's some Wisconsin-y kind of things. I'll tell you that. Like, and again, I don't know if it's Nordic, Norwegian or something, but like it's like a, like when you're like a suddenly startled or whatever, mm-hmm. you'd say oofda.
Oofda. Okay.
Yeah. And I actually, when I was home for Christmas a number of years ago, and I went to one of the local places to try to buy like stuff that's very Wisconsin-y, to bring back here, not just cheese. I know everyone thinks you just bring cheese, but, coffee mugs and, beer glasses and all kinds of stuff. And they had a baseball hat that said oofda on it. But unfortunately, it looked like they didn't bother to spend any real money to put that baseball hat together. So I just couldn't buy. If they had nice sticks in like my LA Dodger hats behind me, whole nother story. But don't sell me one that looks like you guessed on one little line of stitching for the letters.
Oh
I want mine to look.
Gotta up your game.
I want multiple colors and everything else. But that might be the only thing I can think of other than yadder hay.
What does that mean?
Yes.
Okay, yadder hay.
Yeah. Are we gonna meet the boys?
Oofda and yadder hay.
Yeah, we're gonna meet the boys down by the tavern. Oh, yadder hay. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's funny, too, thinking of the Wisconsin-y things. Before we roll on to real financial aid news, I don't know, there's a commercial for a certain beer that's on TV, too, where these people keep reaching into the fridge and grabbing out these beers or hard seltzer, whatever. And somewhere along the line, there's this, you know, like, this older lady, you know, 40, 50, 60, somewhere in there. And she's kind of cackly, as we would say. She's like, where's the last blank, blank beer? And then she sees it behind the other stuff. And she goes, never mind, I found it. And I guess, one time I was talking to a friend as we were watching it on TV at his place. I go, that is the sound of like every woman from Wisconsin once they hit about that age.
Oh, okay.
It gets kind of loud and cackly.
Okay.
But I say that in a loving way to all my friends back there,
there in Wisconsin. Go.
So let's run this show out.
Clean it up.
I will. So Dana, why don't we have a little bit of news here for everyone?
All right, Dennis. So let's get into this. So starting off, FSA or Federal Student Aid announced last week that starting October 22nd, they would start sending emails and SMS notifications to students who filed a 2020-21 FAFSA, but have not submitted a 2021-2022 FAFSA yet. The goal of the campaign is to remind everyone that the 2021-2022 FAFSA form is available and should be completed sooner than later. Emails and SMS notifications, so that's text messages for you and me, will continue to go out through early November. For more information on the campaign, check out the show notes for a link to the FSA announcement.
Yeah, when I read it, they give you the example texts and emails they're sending.
Cool.
And they are breaking it down by group. So,
that's very good.
You know, there will be ones that go out to parents for for dependent students. I think also if they're like marked that they're going to be a senior or grad student and they think they might be done, they're just saying, you know, in case you're continuing their education. So, definitely check that out. I've got a piece here from earlier this month. The State Chancellor's Office and the Foundation for California Community Colleges announced what may be the largest gift to community colleges in the nation. The J. Pritzker Foundation has pledged $100 million over 20 years to the foundation to support scholarships and emergency aid for students at community colleges within regions of California with the lowest education attainment rates. And from what I read, I think the first batch will be about 34 colleges out of the 115 across the state.
Oh, and that's so good.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I don't think any LA schools qualified because it's tended to be more more of the rural areas and some of the Inland Empire areas at this point.
Okay.
But we'll include a link to the announcement in our show notes.
The California Student Aid Commission recently posted a special alert, GSA 2020-41, announcing enhancements to customize your Cal Grant display roster and print roster in web grants for students with dependent children. In particular, they added a new data element to help you know when a student's eligibility has been confirmed. And you can customize your roster in web grants to limit the records you see using the new data element. For more information on this and the updated FAQs regarding students with dependents, check out our show notes for the link.
Yeah, so, you know, as they're making behind the scenes, you know, they're still doing, you know, the Student Aid Commission is still working on the large overall overhaul of the web grants system.
Yes.
They're making these improvements, at least at this point, because, you know, we guess what was last year the first year of students with dependents, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that was program that added a significant amount of money for Cal Grant eligible students to get additional money if they had dependents, 18 and under or under
18 and under
18 and under
18 and under. You got it. Yeah. And then in those, and that's an excellent feature to have because those rosters can be pretty big when you're working.
Exactly. Yeah. You're supposed to be confirming yes or no. If the student has confirmed yes or no, that they do have under 18. Cause I think they used the FAFSA question about dependents. But, of course, that question takes into account than the fact that you could have dependents who are over 18.
Right. That's why they need to certify. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. I've got one here from ECMC. They are offering a free webinar on November 11th titled Avoiding the Holiday Spending Hangover. So, Dana, before you start your holiday shopping and go hog wild to make up, you know, for being distanced from your friends and family, maybe attend the webinar, learn how to get through the holidays without breaking your bank or making your credit cards light on fire. So, for more info, go to ecmc.org/training.
It's not going to help me. It's already too late.
Is it already too late?
I already started.
Are you one of those people that starts very early on the holiday shopping?
That's not my fault. It's Amazon's fault. They had Prime Day. Their Prime Day a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think I'd be blaming them. Remember, you have free will.
Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, man, you're a gangster. You already got in my pockets already.
I believe he's a single man, too. Oh, no, no. Well, he's dating that reporter girl or whatever. But, you know, let's not judge him.
Man, right? Man, oh
love
man.
Is love. And apparently you love to shop, so I just hope I'm on your holiday shopping list. That's all I ask. Before we'll you break see. The bank. But if for those out there who would like to avoid it, please ecmc.org/training. Go to the session in November.
Yes. Do that.
Please.
All right, Dennis. So NASFA updated their AskRegs knowledgeable base platform last week, probably one of the most popular services available to NASFA members. AskRegs now offers the ability to share content on social media while maintaining member access, bookmarking, and more. To access AskRegs, go to askregs.nasfa.org.
Yeah, this is probably, if you are not a NASFA member, probably one of the most beneficial benefits you get of being a NASFA member is being able to go out to their website, go to that Ask Regs part, and find out other questions that have been answered by either NASFA folks or when they've consulted with Department of Ed, and especially during these COVID times, questions about CARES Act funding or special dispensation we've been given for verification, like V4, V5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a real godsend to have something like this, because you'll get some real straight answers. And again, if an answer doesn't exist, like some people were asking early on about CARES grants related things, certain things had not been delineated yet by the feds in the CARES Act. So it was kind of a question of, can you do this or not? They would at least tell you so. But for the things like verification, identification, for students and all those kind of things that roll around every year, you kind of get the straight dope on things.
Okay.
So definitely worthwhile. And that's why we, as our institution is, a NASFA institution member. So off the beaten path of financial aid, I'll run through this one because I was just reading this online. But this could give us a little cause for concern whether you're spending your money, let alone if you're getting financial aid dollars on an education at college. So okay. Shannon Watkins of the James G. Martin Center for Academic Renewal, I think they're in North Carolina, wrote an article recently titled, Did You Know the Ignorance of College Graduates? Now, don't worry, it's not that bad. But this isn't something new, apparently. The article notes that in 2003, only 31% of college graduates were proficient in reading. And in 2008, 57% of them couldn't pass a civic literacy exam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so some not so good things. In 2017, they say only 42% of college alumni strongly agreed on a survey that they were challenged academically in college. So that's not good news. Unless you just want to flow through and get your degree, then it's great, right? Now, the article doesn't offer any direct answers on how to improve things, but it does point to how, in particular, students are studying less and less every year. I think the old adage was, what, 1 hour in class, 2 hours of study, 2 hours. Right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, it's much lower than that when they show you the numbers on this. And they talk, okay. And she talks to a number of other articles and papers that have been written on this. In fact, a couple books that are behind me will maybe do in the I Dare You To part today. So if you're going to invest your money in financial aid, you should be investing in the time, everybody, to maximize your efforts in obtaining your degree or certificate. And if you want to read the full article, and it's got links within it to other articles and some books, we'll have a link to it in our show notes today. And Dana, I think we're just kind of at that one point in the show, you know, where we fade up a little music, and then we'll be right back.
And welcome to our second cup on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Time for a refill, right?
Yes.
As they would say.
Yeah, you know that those Santa Anas are kicking up, man.
That is true. Things seem to be getting us down, Dana. Hope that's not forever.
Hopefully not.
No.
All right, moving along with the news, guys. So here's some brighter news about a school not too far away from myself and Dennis. Pasadena City College was named the top two-year college in California for Hispanic students and was ranked third nationally. As reported in Pasadena Now, the ranking was noted in Hispanic Outlook on Education Magazine and was based on federal data from the 2018-2019 academic year. PCC was tops in granting associate degrees to Latino and Latina students in California, and third in the U.S. Here's to PCC. For a link to the story, check out our show notes.
Yeah, so that's awesome. That's really great news. You know, I mean, we do have a lot of institutions in the state of California where they have a majority or a high majority of students who are Hispanic. And PCC, I think their percentage of total students is like lower than our campus, but it's a matter that they looked at the academic year information and looked at the students who are completers, you know, degrees and in particular associate degrees, which oftentimes mean that they may be also transferring on. So well done there at PCC.
Yeah.
So definitely a good article to read. I caught that one there in someone's news. And now for something super local. Here at the Los Angeles Community College District, we'll be holding its fifth annual Disability Summit this Friday, October 30th. The theme this year is Access versus Accommodation, a strategy for inclusion. Having attended this event myself over the years, and I think you probably have attended a few of these,
right?
Yeah, a few.
Yes,
Because it's usually at least once a year and sometimes some subsidiary ones.
Mm-hmm.
The information at these is always invaluable and really does help us understand the needs of our varied students with disabilities and from a service office like financial aid, help us better serve them. And Dana, I can speak to how one of our own from LA Mission College, Adrian Gonzalez, he's been the lead coordinator on this since its inception 5 years ago. I think he kicked it off.
He's a very strong advocate.
He is. Adrian is he's an instructional assistant in a assistive technology at our college's DSPS office and really works hard for students. And on top of that, spends time planning out this summit every year, getting the speakers and all that. So although we can't guarantee now people from outside our district can go, if you're interested, we'll have a link to the in our show notes on how you could register for the event. And heck, if you can get in, go to it. It's virtual this year. Maybe they'll have extra space for people. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. And they usually have amazing speakers too.
So. Oh, exactly. I mean, he always has great people from outside the area, but inside the field. Yeah, it's definitely worthwhile. Absolutely.
So, hey, Dennis, did you know that October 21st was Financial Aid Officer Appreciation Day?
Not really.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. So it was either that or Financial Aid Day.
Yeah,
either
I saw
way,
that.
Yeah.
I saw that on two different things. So I don't know if they're just celebrating me personally or financial aid overall.
Oh, man. So either way, let's say a big thank you to all our compatriots out there working in financial aid. Even if you've been working from home the last few months, here's to you.
That's right. I mean, really, for everyone out there, especially our own staff, We have to give it up to them for making it through. Dana, how have you been doing making it through all of this?
Oh, man. You know,
How can I that early in the morning? This?
I no. It's
without using bad words.
Yeah, I don't want to. I want to not use bad language. No, right. You know what? Actually, Dennis, I'm gonna be positive. I feel really blessed because I have a job that I can do, and I have wonderful coworkers, and you know, I had a lot of fun doing this podcast and meeting, you know, different individuals, and so no, I'm good.
That's
I'm doing better than most out there, you know.
That's true. I do know some, you know, I know people all along the spectrum of work, those who have had great work throughout this, those who've been super busy, like in the health medical field. Mm-hmm. I know one of the guys who's he's a recruiter, primarily for nursing positions at a consortium of hospitals in the area. Mm-hmm. And so when I caught up with him just randomly downtown L.A. one day, he was trying to explain how extremely busy his line of work was.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know? And I do have family members who are in the field as well, nurses and, you know, like different type of technicians that, you know, work in the health industry. And like you said, it's hard on them, you know, very
absolutely
taxing.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got those who had jobs and don't anymore. I know.
Absolutely.
I understand the hardness of that.
Oh, yes. When we first were work from home, I had a few professional judgments to do for a couple of students. And like you're saying, it was due to, you know, either their parents losing their jobs. I had one family, Dennis. Everybody lost their jobs.
Wow.
Everybody was laid off. Yeah. So it's really tough.
Yeah, it's hard times out there, people. We understand. So, you know, I mean, just keep working hard, keep working strong, keep looking for work.
And let's be grateful for what we have, you know.
Exactly. So, Dana, we're at that point. We're going to take another little musical interlude here and then head on into our last sip segment. And we're back oh so soon here for our last sip segment. So get the last sip of your hot beverage, cold beverage, or whatever Dana's drinking today, apparently, you know. I don't know.
After 5, you mean? What I'm drinking after 5.
That's right. So, exactly. Dana, it's not 5 o'clock anywhere, I'm telling you right now. Don't listen to that Jimmy Buffett song at all, okay?
So I can't go. Well, you said anywhere. I was gonna say.
Well, you know the song, right?
No, what's the song?
Oh my goodness! Now look, I'm not a parrot head, and those out there who know what a parrot head is, those are the biggest. Those are the big fans of Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
And you know Jimmy Buffett? He is a laid back guy.
Uh huh.
Very rich, flies his own planes, lives on an island, and does everything else that we'd want to do. He's got a song. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And it is. I was going to say it has to be.
So that's where he's taking that old saying many people have used to give them a reason to kick back a little early.
Yeah.
Dana, in your case, we both have a day of work ahead of ourselves.
Yes. Oh, man. So, very busy day of work. Absolutely.
So let's not kick back too soon. Okay.
I will wait.
Thank you. Okay. Patient. You have any, seeing that we're in our last sip segment here, have any I dare you twos for us today? Anything you want to dare our listeners to do?
I sure do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's you know, pure entertainment, though.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's, you know, Halloween is coming up, so I like to watch, you know, horror movies or suspense movies. And but this, over the weekend, I binge-watched Lovecraft Country. It's awesome. So I dare you guys to check it out. And I loved it so much, I'm actually going to read the book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I loved it so much.
So the name of it's Lovecraft.
Lovecraft. Yeah,
Country?
Yeah. Lovecraft Country. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like the author.
Okay.
H.P. Lovecraft. Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. That's what I thought that it was coming off of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I dare you to, I dare you to occasionally just buy books based on their titles. And so I buy a lot of higher education books. So obviously, you know, I bought a year or so ago, and I've got little tape tabs here on one called...
I see, yeah.
Reinventing... yeah, because you don't find a lot of these titles there in between all the other nonfiction. Reinventing Financial Aid, Charting a New Course to College Affordability. It was a book put out by Andrew Kelly and Sarah Goldrick Robb. Now, Sarah Goldrick Robb had come and spoke to people in the LA Community College District maybe about 2 years ago when we did a big consortia type of thing with faculty and staff about college affordability and things like that. And so she's kind of one of these writers she was a professor at one time at UW-Madison, University of Wisconsin, that is. So writes a lot about higher education and funding for students. And she's a big advocate of, you know, looking at our costs of attendance, at least, and really trying to be realistic about, you know, college costs for students is more than tuition and fees. So, you know, trying to understand that aspect. And so that's why a lot more focus on financial aid like that, students with dependents, extra Cal Grant is meant that way. So pick up that book. The other one, and I haven't read this one yet, for us here in the community colleges, it's called Community Colleges as Incubators of Innovation, Unleashing Entrepreneurial Opportunities for Communities and Students. And it's a book edited by Rebecca Corbin and Ron Thomas. So I just bought that purely because it had the word community college in it. So okay. If for no other reason, you know, buy that. So it's like a collection of articles about how colleges, you know, can help build entrepreneurship in students, which helps your workforce development, us as catalysts for students who have those kind of inclinations. Because again, you know, we have a variety of students. And sometimes they are the type that are going to school, working a job, or starting their own business. And to consider that, that may be useful, I think, overall for students. So I put that out there as just one more book to buy purely by title.
Okay.
And then if you want to just be scared, Robot Proof, Higher Education in the Art in the Age of Artificial Intelligence by Joseph Aoun. A-O-U-N is his last name. It just sounded interesting. I mean, Robot Proof? I want to know more about this. Are they coming? Are they coming for us, Dana?
They're already here. What you talking about? That's a whole other show.
I'm just wondering, you know.
That's a whole other show.
Okay, well, three books we'll throw out there for people to look at. I'll say that still working on hopefully having an interview for this Friday show. So... we'll have more news on that come Friday, I hope. when hopefully we'll have someone to interview. It's a busy time for people, Dana.
Oh, it's the holidays, man, and people are shopping.
Yeah, apparently some people have started that holiday shopping earlier
already
than others.
Yes.
Dana. Well, all right. That's about all we have time for today. We'll talk more about Dana's shopping later. but there's always our next episode. I want to thank my co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA, and thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, everyone, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You will find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all WBC podcasts, that's What's Brewing CISFA. Find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com. and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can find all our episodes at wbccisfa.podbean.com. That's wbccisfaaa.podbean.com. That's words pod and bean as one word.
Send us feedback about the show. If you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbccisfa@gmail.com.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of myself and a wonderful Dana.
This has been episode number 32, recorded the morning of Tuesday, October 27th, 2020.
Have a great day.
And hey, guys, have a great week.